everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You were tuning into The Kevin Zimmerman Show. This show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/zimmerman.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here's your host of The Kevin Zimmerman Show, Mr. Kevin Zimmerman.
Hi, and welcome to the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. I'm Kevin Zimmerman. Here, you, the listening audience, will be able to connect with soldiers and authors, artists, athletes, and entrepreneurs, and anyone who has a story. So if you're an author and you're seeking publicity, please log on to artistfirst.com, go to our homepage, and follow the link. Tonight we have a very special guest. We have Ms. Pamela Tibolo from the Bayou Writers Group in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Pamela is going to be sharing with us some information on her great book, The Visionary. You'll be hearing from Pamela in just a few minutes. The Artist First Radio Network is proud to announce that we have over 65,000 listeners worldwide. Many of our listeners are men and women who serve in the United States Armed Forces. Many are deployed overseas to Europe, Afghanistan, and various deployment locations worldwide. For all of our men and women who serve in the United States Armed Forces, I'm praying for you, I appreciate you, I applaud you, and you will always be supported right here on the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. Folks who are listening, I support our soldiers in a multitude of ways. One, I have a book called A Time for Everything, The Kevin Zimmerman Story. The book is dedicated to soldiers, but it's applicable to all. You may receive the book anywhere books are sold, to include Amazon.com, BarnesandNobleBox.com, and BooksAMillion.com. Or you can go to my homepage, which is www.atfekz.com. That's www.atfekz.com. There you'll be able to purchase the book at a 20% discounted rate. Another way you could assist in supporting the soldiers is by making a donation. Simply go to artistfirst.com, select The Kevin Zimmerman Show, and then select Donate. Last but not least, please become a sponsor. If you would like to become a sponsor on The Kevin Zimmerman Show, simply go to my homepage, again, www.atfekz.com, select Contact Kevin, and just send me your inquiry or address me in regards to you wanting to become a sponsor on the show. Real quick, something that I want to share with you guys is I got some great news today. Big ups to the University of Arkansas at Little Rock. They notified me today and shared that I will be doing a book signing fundraiser to help raise funds for the Veterans Organization at the University of Arkansas in Little Rock. The date of that event is going to be the 27th of September, and the time is to be determined. Now, back to our show. I shared with you guys earlier that we have a tremendous guest on this evening, Ms. Pamela Tibolo of the Bayou Writers Group in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Pamela is a multi-published in romantic fiction as well as creative nonfiction. Her writing has been tagged as inspirational with an edge and reviewed as steamier and grittier than the typical Christian novel, without decreasing the message. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I would like to introduce you all to Ms. Pamela Tibolo. Pamela, are you out there?
I'm here, Kevin. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, you are welcome. Pamela, thank you so much for being on the show. Before we get started, Pamela, can I please encourage you to say something nice to our men and women who serve in the United States Armed Forces?
Oh, Kevin, there's no encouragement necessary. It's an honor to address the soldiers and the men and women in the armed forces. I have family members. My brother retired Air Force. My husband was in the Army. I have uncles, grandfathers. I've had military folks throughout my family tree. And I just like to say that I appreciate each and every one that has served, is serving, or will serve. All our young men that are up for, selected for selective service and all that. I just want to thank everyone. I also would like to say how much I appreciate the families, because not only do the soldiers serve, their entire family serves. And many after their service in the armed forces go on to be public servants, cops, and serve in different various public servant capacities. And I think it's wonderful, and I appreciate each and every one, and I just pray God's blessings on them and their families for generations to come.
Pamela, you made a very, very profound point when you said that when they serve, their families serve as well. And often we kind of overlook the families, but I am so glad that you acknowledged that this evening, because that is a fact in and of its own right, that once one member is in the military, every last member of that family is a part of the military. So thank you so much. Pamela, before we get into the interview and before we get into talking about the book, share with the listening audience a little bit about who is Pamela Tibolo.
Well, I am a mother and grandmother. I'm from the small town of Iowa, or Iowa, as we pronounce it, Louisiana. It's in the Lake Charles area, about 15 miles east of Lake Charles. I've been writing for numerous years. I'm the co-founder of Bayou Writers Group in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Not sure what else you'd like to know, but that's pretty much my life in a nutshell.
Okay. Now, you did tell us that you're a mom. What's the name of the children?
I have two by blood and two by marriage. My son's name is James III, a.k.a. TJ. My daughter's name is Carol. She is also the mother of two of my grandchildren, Miss Brianna and Mr. Carson. I also have two children by marriage, Terry Jr. and Monica. And Monica is the mother to my other grandchild, Sean Davin Gabrielson.
I have got to ask you a question here at this segment, because I shared with the listening audience a couple of weeks ago, I had to go to Fort Polk, Louisiana. That's where I went, to Fort Polk, Louisiana. And Pamela, I have got to admit that I did not know where I was at, because in order to get to Fort Polk, Louisiana, you have to drive this narrow route or this narrow road from either coming from Houston to get there, or I think is it Elizabeth City to get to Fort Polk. And I'm just curious, how close are you to Fort Polk, Louisiana?
Fort Polk's about 2.5, maybe 3 hours north of Lake Charles.
Okay.
Yeah.
When I look at your story, I don't know how often you frequented that area, but I do know that the talents that you have will probably be appreciated if you try to tap into that community. I'm not saying it would or if it wouldn't, but I know that your writing is good. I've seen your material, and I know those soldiers there will appreciate the kind of writing style that you have. So if you haven't already done so, you may want to consider tapping into the folks at Fort Polk, Louisiana, and see what you can do to help the soldiers there through maybe a book signing or something of that nature. What do you think?
Oh, I would love to, Kevin. I would absolutely love to go up there to speak and to maybe mentor or minister. Definitely like to give back to the communities and to the soldiers. So that would be a wonderful opportunity, and I would certainly appreciate it. So if anybody out there in the listening audience is listening, shoot me an email or get with me, go through my website and contact me, and I'd be happy to set up some kind of event.
Folks out there, you are listening to Ms. Pamela Thibodeau, our guest on the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. Don't go anywhere, because she's going to come back and share with us a lot of great information about her book, why she wrote it, and things of that nature. But Pamela, before we let them go for a minute and while we take a break, is there a website or something that on that 1 minute break that we're going to have that the listening audience can go to just to check out your information?
Yes, it's PamelaThibodeau.com. It's P as in Paul, PamelaThibodeau.com. It's PamelaThibodeau.com, all one word.
Folks, there you have it. Go visit her website, PamelaThibodeau.com, and we'll be right back in 1 minute.
Now back to the show with your host, Kevin Zimmerman.
Hi, and welcome back to the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. I'm Kevin Zimmerman. Here we have on the show Ms. Pamela Thibodeau. And Pamela has already introduced herself to us. She told us who she was. Now we're going to hear about this great book she has, The Visionary. Pamela, you out there with us?
I'm here.
Well, Pamela, tell the listening audience about this great book that you've released.
Well, Kevin, The Visionary was released in November of 2011. It is my debut women's fiction novel. It's set in Lake Charles, Louisiana. So if you know anything about Louisiana, it's got a lot of culture in there, lots of crawfish balls and gumbo pots and barbecue. Also, it's set on a piece of property that used to belong in my family, the LeBlue Estate. It's no longer an estate. It's now owned by, there's a business there. And rumor had it that Jean Lafitte slept in the barn and left his initials in the barn. In the research that I did, it did uncover that he actually visited with the LeBlues at, you know, when he would come in and out of the state. He was a pretty regular guest there on the property, so that was all real interesting to find out. But the main thing about the story is, as you know, I write inspirational, and I write inspirational with an edge, and this story deals with Taylor and Trevor Forcejay, who are architectural design and construction firm. They own this firm, but Taylor and Trevor have more than a successful business. They have a very dark childhood. They are adult survivors of child abuse. And the story goes through the healing process in order for them to open up to the future that God has for their lives.
Wow, that actually is very, very interesting, because I'm just curious how much that book speaks to the realities of the lives of some of the people that are living today. That is very, very interesting. What happened to you that made you write a book of this? How did you come about writing this book?
Well, when I first started The Visionary, I thought it might be one of my, a light romance. I hadn't seen any books out there that the main characters were a male and female twins. Usually you see the girl twins or the guy twins, but I haven't seen very many. I'm not saying they're not there. I'm just saying I haven't read any books that the central characters were male-female twins. And actually, I started writing it. I thought, oh, boy, this is going to be my light romance, which would have been a lot of fun because before that, my previous titles dealt with domestic violence, grief, betrayal, pretty heavy subjects for romances. So I started writing, and I sent the first few chapters off to a couple of critique partners, and they kept coming back with comments like, boy, these twins are close. You write inspirational. You better watch that. Something's going on. You need to tone that down. And I'm thinking, but they're twins. And they're like, the critique partner's like, no, something's going on. Well, you don't ever tell a writer something's going on because that starts the why. What? Why question. So I started thinking and praying and asking my characters why they're so close, what's going on. And one day I walked out of my office and my husband was watching a popular TV talk show. And on stage there was a gentleman, a young gentleman, and he was crying and apologizing to his sisters because he could not stop the abuse they had all suffered at the hands of their father. And it kind of just hit me like a ton, like a ton of bricks. It was just, I felt every drop of blood just drain from my body. And I knew what the twins had suffered. So naturally, writing inspirational, I write for God. So he and I had several conversations in which I said, I just cannot write this book. You got the wrong person. I don't know anything about this subject matter, God. I can't do this. And basically, for 3 solid days, couldn't write a single word. I'd sit down and I'd just get up in a panic and start pacing and praying and pacing and praying. And if you back up a few years, back in 1989, I recommitted my life to Christ and I committed my writing to him. So during all this ranting and raving, during, in writing the book, he spoke very plainly to my heart and said, who are you writing for? So I sat down and I wrote the book in about 4 months while working 2 jobs as a bookkeeper and a tax preparer between January and April. So wow. The book is all God. Every bit of it is God because I totally clueless on anything of that nature. So I give him all the credit.
Amen. You said something here that I want you to expound on a little bit further because I think that the way that the book came out, the success that you had with the book or that you're having with the book after it's come out, this point is really going to show the awesomeness of God. And so if you could expound on this a little bit further. You said to you a few seconds ago, I don't know anything about the subject, but yet you wrote a great book on the subject. So for those that are listening, share with us, you never even had any experience with child abuse. Is that correct?
Correct. I had a very loving family.
Wow. Wow. That is amazing. Now, another thing I want you to share with us, for those who may be out there listening, because I love how God just takes ordinary people and do extraordinary things. But in doing so, it may require some commitment. When you began to talk about what it took for you to write it, explain again the commitment you have to have when you have what I call the life of a normal person.
I don't know if you can call any of us writers normal, Kevin. Let's just get that straight. There's a little bit of insanity in each of us. But, back when I recommitted my life to Christ, I committed my writing to him, and I prayed that I always would write something that would heal lives, that would impact hearts, and that would bring him glory. So be careful what you pray. Be careful what you pray, because when you do make that prayer and you do make that commitment, he will call you on that. And so that's what I said. Whenever he spoke very plainly to my heart, to my spirit, says, who are you writing for? I knew then that I didn't have a choice. I mean, we always have free will and we have a choice. But if I'm writing for him, I'm going to write what he tells me to write. And it was a pretty strong commitment. Every moment that I had, spare moment, I was working two jobs. I was working averaging about 48 hours a week. I had husband, family, and, household. And so it took a lot of commitment. Every spare moment was spent writing. And these characters would get in a box. They'd get back in a corner. I had one little reader was reading it as I was writing, and she said, I'd just like to know how you're going to get them out of this corner you painted them in. I was like, I didn't put them there. I'm not getting them out. That's up to God. Seriously. And a lot of people, they don't understand that, or they think, she's just lost it. But honestly, my muse, most authors have a love-hate relationship with their muse. Mine is the Holy Spirit. And if I'm not being obedient, I can't write a single word. So it does take commitment. And it's a pretty tough subject, but it's a beautiful story, a redemption story, a story of how God heals, how if you allow him, and we have to ask because he will never impose on us, but if you allow him, he can cleanse the ugliest of sinners and heal the most wounded of souls.
Absolutely. That was a wonderful, wonderful explanation. Pamela, if you could tell the listening audience, where can they get a copy of your book?
Kevin, the book is available through every online site, BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, BooksAMillion.com. I believe, Matt, you can get it through there. Any bookstore can order it for you. All you need is the ISBN number, or go in with the title and my name to your favorite bookstore. They can order it for you. You can go to my website and order an autographed copy. It's only available in hardback right now.
Okay.
The soft cover and electronic versions will be out probably sometime next year. But the company that published it, Five Star Expressions, published the book, and their main distribution is libraries. You can also check with your library. They may have it.
Okay. And as a matter of fact, I would like to expound on that just a little bit. If you're out there, support Pamela's book. If you're listening, support Pamela's book. One way you can support that book is go to your local library. If you go to the local library nationwide, all you have to do is get the name of the book, the author of the book, and if you can get the ISBN number of the book, then you can go to your local library and ask them to order it. I understand. I'm not shortchanging anybody who works hard and earns a living. But there comes a time that there are some things that we desire to have in our lives, like a book that is considered a luxury. And it may be that we have factored in our budget and every penny is accounted for. And I totally understand that. You will be able to get yourself some pleasure and some enjoyment to get away from the hustle and bustle of the world, to be able to witness the gift that Pam demonstrated through the grace of God, the ability of her to write The Visionary, and it won't cost you one thing if you go to the library and have the library order the book. We encourage you to purchase it if you can, but if you cannot purchase the book, do not leave out that option. So if you're listening, go to Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com. Go to PamelaTibolo.com and order the book. But if you just are in a position where you would like to do so, but you do not have the funds to do so, go to your local library. Give them the name of the book, the author, which is Pamela Tibolo. If you get Tibolo, I apologize. If you can get the ISBN number, give them the ISBN number, and you too can enjoy the same level of writing that we're getting an opportunity to enjoy because Pamela took the time, made the sacrifice, and did this wonderful, wonderful project. So listen, don't go away. Don't leave us. If anything, go to PamelaTibolo.com. We'll be right back in 1 minute.
Now back to the Kevin Zimmerman Show on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Artist First Radio Network, the Kevin Zimmerman Show. I'm Kevin Zimmerman. We're here with special guest, Ms. Pamela Tibolo. Now, Pamela, you shared with us, and I keep saying, wait, I'm going to go back, Ms. Pamela Tibolo. I'm rolling that last one. I'm saying Tibolo when it's actually Pamela Tibolo, correct?
Correct. Tibolo with a D.
I'm just, for the sake of the interview, I might even start calling you Pamela T, so I don't mess it up again. But Pamela, if you would, we were talking about the importance of giving the ISBN number to the libraries for those individuals that wanted to go to the library and order the book. Do you have that number available?
I sure do. Got a pen? It is 978-1-43-28-25-492.
Okay, one more time, if you would, Pam.
Yes, 978-1-43-28-25-492.
Now, Pam, you and I spoke prior to doing the radio interview, and you shared with me how God miraculously moved through this book to be able to actually help other people. Share with us what you shared. I mean, share with the listening audience what you shared with me regarding what I just asked you about.
Sure, Kevin. I was very blessed to have several people review the book. And out of the reviews, everybody seems to have really enjoyed it. A lot of people had one reviewer that just, she sent out a prayer request for help in being able to word her review. That's how moved she was by the book. And that was that review is up on Amazon. That's the one from the Romance Studio. But what two that really touched my heart were people that have dealt with abused people, abused adult survivors. One is a nurse. And the other has worked with the abused for several years in social services type situations. And both said that the, you know, the emotions and everything experienced with the twins was right on target. And that they felt the book would be beneficial to be in doctor's offices, counselor's office, Christian counselor's office, pastors, anyone that actually deals with abuse would benefit from reading the book to help them help these people, or to let the people read them and help open their minds and their hearts up to the healing that's available through Christ. Another reader emailed me, and she was very, very moved by the book. She works in the court system. It's called CASA, and I'm not real sure what that stands for, but what it is, it's a voice for the children that are in the court system, in the social service system. And she actually received some kind of continuing education credit or something like that from reading the book because it aided her in her job. So I've been very blessed that people are actually being helped by the book. I have yet to hear from an actual abused person to say if it did help them. I would love to know if it does. That is my prayer. My prayer is that in some way it'll touch the hearts and minds of everyone that reads it. Because abuse is rampant, and if we're not abused, chances are we know someone, and hopefully it'll help them, you know, recognize some of the signs, maybe reach out, be a little more compassionate because you don't know what people are going through. You have no idea. We jump to conclusions and we judge, but we really don't know what someone's going through or has been through, and it truly blesses me when somebody tells me that the book helped them or opened their eyes or could be used to really help someone heal from such an abusive or, you know, horrendous childhood.
When you were talking, I took a moment and I looked up CASA, and it said, Welcome to CASA, and it's for friends and family members whose lives have been affected by another person's compulsive sexual behavior. So that's what CASA was, and it's the, yeah, it's like the Confederation of Oregon School Administration. There is another acronym for it there. But that is absolutely amazing. And once again, this is God has taken someone who has not dealt with that kind of abuse, but through the power of his Holy Spirit gave you the gift and the ability to write in such a manner that they took your talent and wanted to implement it into a public system for the betterment of those who needed that help. To me, that is just absolutely awesome. You and I spoke one time, and you said a phrase that when you said it, I never forgot it, and you said, fiction can heal. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, Kevin, to be honest with you, in the wake of September 11th, I questioned myself quite extensively, as I'm sure many did, is what I'm doing beneficial? Why should I maybe be writing something else, something much more profound? And you know, the thing is, God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So a lot of people don't feel like fiction heals, that fiction can touch lives, but we see it all the time. There's authors out there, Karen Kingsbury's one, and so many other authors that their writing actually helps heal. Francine Rivers, I mean, I could name a whole ton of people,
right,
you know, of authors. And it's just, you know, fiction can heal. If somebody picks up a book, and whether it's fiction or nonfiction, or they listen to a song, God will use the most unusual thing. You may not expect it, but he's going to use something to touch a heart and impact a life. And I just feel that fiction is worthy. It's worthy to keep writing and to have that hope and to share that promise and to, you know, to offer that to the readers.
Now, when you were writing this book, tell us about the support that you got from, because that's an amazing thing too. And when I was writing the Kevin Zimmerman story, I was amazed by the amount of support that I had gotten in the midst of some of the negativity or some of the things that will cause you to question what you're doing. Tell us about the support that you received when you were writing The Visionary.
Well, I've always had the support of my family and friends, and, of course, the Bayou Writers members. All have always supported me. One of the things that's unusual is a lot of times, since I don't write conservative, I don't always receive a lot of support from the industry itself, because, again, I don't have the credentials. They're like, you know, they want books like this to come from people that have that kind of experience, have had that experience, or have had training in those things like that. So it just amazed me that the support that I did receive, despite those little things that tried to discourage me along the way, because, you know, here's the thing. I didn't ask to write this book. You know, this was not my intention to sit down and write this type of book. So any support, every bit of support was greatly appreciated. And every bit of support the book gets now is greatly appreciated, because I do believe that God gave it to me for a reason. I've yet to figure out what that is. I know I was just a vessel, and that he gave it to the reader. He gave it to the public. He gave it to those that need it. You know, the scripture in the beginning of the book is, it really says a lot. And it's Isaiah 57:15-19, and it says, "On high I dwell, and in holiness, to revive the spirits of the dejected, to revive the hearts of the crushed. I will heal them and lead them. I will give full comfort to those who mourn for them." Not only does that scripture work well in this book, it works well for what you're doing, Kevin, and for our soldiers and our men and women in uniform and all of our public servants, people that serve the communities, that serve people, you know, firefighters, policemen, EMTs, Coast Guard, military. This scripture fits every one of those positions, because we all mourn the losses. Whether that's loss of innocence, loss of childhood due to abuse, loss of a loved one due to service, this scripture offers a lot of hope. So it's not just the abused. It's everybody that picks up the book can be touched by the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. And I want to piggyback off of something that you shared there, too, is anyone that's out there that aspires to write a book, and when you're seeking guidance and you're seeking insight on what to write, be sure that the first one you seek is God. Listen to the voice of God, because I am not saying this criticizing all of the individuals in the industry, but I also want to make you aware that sometimes when you're writing for a particular industry, they want you to write according to their agenda. God will have given you some insight. He will have given you a message. He will have given you a ministry. And if you're not careful, you will listen to the words of man and defy the voice of God, and your project may not be as successful as it can be if you just be still and listen to his voice. Every time, you're not always going to have the approval of mankind. I think, Pamela, you can join with me here. I've gotten more rejections than I've gotten acceptance, but it's a funny thing how the book has just moved forward and even created other opportunities.
Oh, yes, Kevin, and I agree. You know, I don't write conservative. I don't have anything published in the traditional Christian market. And I'm not saying that I write better than them, because I can tell you I don't. But here's the thing. Everything that gives God glory deserves to be praised. So I will never say I write better than somebody in the traditional market. I just write different. I just write what God puts on my heart. And I tone it down as much as I can. I try to be very, very considerate of my audience. But on the other hand, it's not necessarily those in the CBA readership that I'm trying to reach. I'm trying to reach somebody that, for whatever reason, they're angry with God. They, like, for instance, the little hero in this book, the male twin, he's very angry with God. And so he would be the typical person that would not walk into a Christian bookstore, would not walk into a church, you know, until he meets that moment that changes, that says, okay, I've got to change what I'm doing or change what I'm thinking, or I'm never going to be healed. And so I'm wanting to reach those outside of that market. Now, that's not saying that it's not needed within the Christian readership, because this kind of abuse goes on everywhere. And it goes on, sadly, it does go on in homes, that there are preachers or pastors in the family somewhere. So, and a lot of times it's ignored, it's not addressed, people don't know how to handle it, they don't want to listen to it, but it does happen. So I just want the book out there for everybody. And, you know, a lot of people may be angry with God for other reasons. It may not be child abuse. It may be trauma. It may be post-traumatic stress disorder. It may be something like that. But this, I believe that the truths that are explored and revealed in this book can help anybody heal and everybody heal from any situation.
Folks, you're listening to Ms. Pamela Thibodeau on the Artist First Radio Network, The Kevin Zimmerman Show. We're about to take a break for 1 minute. While we take a break, go and look at PamelaThibodeau.com. That's PamelaThibid. Is it EUX, Pam?
No, I'm sorry. It's PamelA, Pamela.
Okay.
And it's PhibodeAux. I know it's pronounced a whole lot different than it's spelled, but it's PamelaThibodeau.com.
And that's why
Google it.
Expert do it for us. Folks, we'll be right back in 1 minute.
And now back to the show with your host, Kevin Zimmerman.
Welcome back to the Artist First Radio Network, the Kevin Zimmerman Show. I'm Kevin Zimmerman, and we're here with special guest, Ms. Pamela Thibodeau. Pamela, we've talked a great deal about your book. We've talked a great deal about The Visionary. One quick question before I ask you to make final comments. I'd like to ask you, who do you give credit for your success?
Well, Kevin, I'm glad you asked that question because that's one question a lot of people don't really ask. We all have folks in our life. You know, they'll ask, you know, who inspired you or who is your mentor and all that. And those are wonderful questions, and there's a lot of people that inspire me. I read extensively, so I cannot name just a single author. But as far as for giving credit for my success, I give all the glory to God. Number one, I would not be writing these type of books without him. I wouldn't know how. I wouldn't have the guts to. So I give credit to him for every bit of my success, because if it wouldn't be for him and my relationship with him, I'd be writing just another romance. And I have nothing against romance. I love romance. I read them all the time. But I just want to make it known, you know, that he is everything. He is every bit of my success. All of my success is in him.
Well,
and for
Pamela,
him.
We have a few minutes remaining. If you would, give us your final comments.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you once again for having me on the show. I want to once again thank all of the soldiers, all of the listeners, and share my appreciation to each and every one of them who has served and is serving, law enforcement, you know, all of the public servants in whatever capacity they serve. And I want to also let people know that if they need a speaker or are seeking someone to talk about, I'm very happy to come and speak. I'd love to share my story, share the visionary, mentor, minister, anything that I can do to help out. I would love to be able for somebody to contact me. They can contact me through my website. My email address is P, as in Pam, T-H-I-B, which are the first four letters of Thibodeau, 07@gmail.com. Or just go to my website under the contact page and email me. I would love to speak at any event, book signings, anything that I can do like that. Women's groups, women's organizations, child abuse, you know, homes for abused, anything that I can do to help or to speak or help, you know, bring awareness, I would love to be able to do that.
Folks, we want to thank Ms. Pamela Thibodeau for being on the Artist First Radio Network, the Kevin Zimmerman Show. Go out and support her book, The Visionary. You can order the book through Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, BooksAMillion.com, or you can go to PamelaThibodeau.com and order the book as well. If you're unable to make an actual purchase, Pamela has left the ISBN number. One more time, Pam, will you give us that ISBN number?
Yes, 978-143-282-5492.
You can take that ISBN number, go to your local library, give them the name of the book, the name of the author, and the ISBN number, and you can support Pamela's project in that manner as well. Last but not least, I would like to leave every last one of you with this. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Thank you very much for joining us tonight on the Kevin Zimmerman Show. God bless you all, and have a good night.